And our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been making a list and checking it twice. It's her annual list of favorite cookbooks. And Lisa and I love that she cooks up some of the recipes for us.
Yeah.
People, these are incredible. But Kathy, first tell me, what were you looking for in the books this year?
Well, it's really a tough job. And I'm not kidding. I go through dozens and dozens of books. And every year, they're just these stunning books. This year, I had three things I was looking for. I wanted to learn about a new culture, or a new cuisine, or a new ingredient. Mm-hmm. Always I want good food writing. A great collection of recipes is so crucial to a cookbook, but if it's well written, it's a big bonus in my book. And I wanted to be inspired. Even me, who cooks every day and thinks about food pretty much in her sleep, I get dulled out. I get like, oh, I'm not feeling it. Mm-hmm. So I wanted inspiration. So I started the journey in Turkey. Robin Eckhart wrote a stunning new book called Istanbul and Beyond, Exploring the Diverse Cuisines of Turkey. And from her book, I made an ambitious recipe. It's a savory, coiled fennel and nigella bun. It's a yeast dough that gets sesame seeds, fennel seeds, and black nigella seeds, which are really delicious, like a sesame seed, but not sweet at all.
Can you get this stuff? I mean, is that...
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, if you go online, you can find it also. But I'm finding it in stores quite easily more and more. Eckhart and her husband traveled around Turkey from the markets to the ocean, and the chapter titles alone clue you in as to what a unique book this is. One chapter is called Olives, Pomegranates, and Chilies. Another one is called Urfa Peppers and Silk Road Spices. Mm, mm. So they're exotic, but they're not all difficult, but I am in love with that bun. Isn't that delicious?
Fantastic. It's coiled like as if you took a piece of rope and coiled it around.
Yeah, it almost reminded me of an inverse pretzel. It's really fun to make.
And it's not too heavy on the fennel, which for non-fennel people like me.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
It's delicious.
You get a hint of it.
So if you're looking for different cultures, that explains why you chose the second book. This is a book about the cooking goddess Paula Wolford,
exactly,
who is so fantastic, who spent a lot of time in Morocco. And so this is Paula herself?
Yeah. It's a biography. It's a culinary biography. It's called Unforgettable, The Bold Flavors of Paula Wolford's Renegade Life by Emily Kaiser Thielen. And it is a very spectacular tribute. Just want to read you one line. Good food is memory, writes Paula Wolford. But as Emily Thielen writes in this unusual biography / cookbook, quote, Paula was known for her keen memory. At the peak of her career, she could recreate whole recipes from two scribbled lines. She could take one bite of a flatbread in Tunisia and compare the leavening equivalents in Egypt, Turkey, or Israel. Mm-hmm. But now, at age 73, she struggles to remember the basics of any of them. In 2013, she received a diagnosis of dementia, probably Alzheimer's. So this is a tribute to Wolford and her gorgeous career, her brilliant recipes, but it's also very much about her illness. In addition to following her life and the shrimp you have there.
It's
five
so spicy
ingredients. It is so stunning. It's sizzling shrimp with garlic and pimenton, which is a smoky Spanish paprika. And man, does that dish, I mean, I want it every day.
Is it in olive oil?
It's in olive oil with garlic, a little chili pepper, and the spicy paprika. I love so many of the recipes in here. And at the end, there's even tips for 7 keys to reviving food memory and Paula's tips for dementia worriers and warriors. It's a love story.
Wow.
It's really beautiful.
So we'll have the recipe and more about the book at herenow.org. It is incredible. But the third book we want to get to, it's from New York Times food writer Melissa Clark. You tried to ignore it?
Why? I did. I'll tell you why. I'm always looking to discover new food writers who have strong voices and aren't as well known. And Melissa Clark, as many people know, is in the New York Times every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the book and I'm like, okay, it's a beautiful book, but no, I'm not going to give Melissa Clark more attention. But it is such a wonderful book, as this roasted winter vegetable dish with an herbed buttermilk dressing lets you know. There's crispy roasted kale. There's little diced sweet potato or potato and There was. Robin's loving this vegetable dish. And then you make this fabulous dressing with herbs or bitter greens, mint, arugula, parsley, basil, and then you add toasted chopped walnuts on top. This is the book for people who are saying every Tuesday night, what do I cook? I don't have a lot of time. What do I put on the table? And she really nails it.
It's amazing. So you've got Dinner Changing the Game from Melissa Clark, Unforgettable, The Bold Flavors of Paula Wolfert's Renegade Life, a biography cookbook, Istanbul and Beyond, Exploring the Diverse Cuisines of Turkey, and can we add Kathy's latest book, Soup SWAT?
Wow, how nice of you to mention it.
It's amazing. Comforting. Did I say SWAT?
Don't SWAT.
Soup SWAP. Comforting recipes to make and share. Kathy, thanks as always. Incredible gift ideas and good food.
Thank you.